Check it out. With DirecTV Stream, I can get live TV and on-demand together. Look. Serena Williams. Misery. Serena. Misery. Serena. Misery.
Must be the director's cut.
Get your TV together with the best of live and on demand. Introducing DirecTV Stream.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Call the Dubfod. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL.
What a do.
And the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone.
Hello, boys.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, There's a lot going on in the world, and we're
name
here
two things
to talk about. Oh, well, first of all, Travis, see, I've been to Springfield, Missouri. I am not from Springfield, Missouri, but I've been there, and they recently had a town hall meeting. They're in the process of changing their city flag. The city flag... It looks a lot like the I voted sticker, if you can picture that in your head. Like, it has the red stripe at the top, white stripe in the middle, blue stripe at the bottom. It has stars in all four corners. And then in the middle, in big black block letters, it says Springfield, Missouri. My sister went to school in Springfield, Missouri, Travis.
Is that right?
Those are the times I visited. I'll tell you what. Springfield, Missouri has the greatest drive-through zoo.
You weren't wrong when you were saying it looks like the I voted this.
You've ever seen. There's buffaloes that stick their whole goddamn head in your car.
They do that at Grants Farm, too.
Well, I was very impressed with this one. Anyway, so that what they
have an awesome aquarium, too. It's attached to the original Bass Pro Shop.
What they want to do... is they want to change the flag, and they adopted... I think they had like a vote on Facebook, Travis, to pick their new...
Something official, huh?
State flag.
That can never go wrong.
And they had a council meeting where people were voicing their concerns with the new flag. I watched it, and I was stunned with what I saw, Travis, because people, they do not like this new flag. I have a whole bunch of clips. This is pretty much what I want to talk about. So, like, guys, I guess...
Sit back and relax.
Yeah, Springfield, Missouri City Council meetings, that's pretty much the topic of this show, I think.
Okay.
Because I have a whole bunch of clips. It's what's been going on in my life, Travis, is a Springfield, Missouri town hall meeting.
Now, just for geography's sake, this is about 5 hours from us. It's not actually anywhere near us.
The new flag looks like the Captain Marvel chest emblem on a blue flag with a white stripe.
It's light blue, Travis, and one of the gals... she doesn't like that it's light blue.
Google Captain Marvel and look at her look at her chest emblem. It's the same thing.
It almost looks like it could be like an Air Force kind of emblem as well.
Light blue makes me think Springfield is weak, not strong like the current flag portrays.
It's a pussy color, Travis. It's a light blue.
That's weak. Pastels. That's for Easter, not for city flags.
That's one of the silliest arguments I've ever heard.
So they had 15 speakers. They limited them all to 3 minutes each because they had so many. They were like, guys, there's so many people to talk. And so they keep cutting these people off because their arguments are ridiculous. I pulled some. I didn't pull any of the people that are for the new flag because they're boring.
We're gonna have 45 minutes of.
No, I mean I got this lady. I love this lady. This lady's great.
I also heard the significance of the proposed flag played down by the camp that is proposing it. They say, "Oh, it's just a flag. Don't be concerned about it." Well, if we're not going to be concerned about it, why are we talking about it here? I would, however, like to talk about symbolism of flags and the importance of a flag. I'm sure you all are familiar with my homeland flag, all red, with a black swastika. How would you all feel if a bunch of businesses were flying that flag in Springfield? Check your emotional response to these words.
Charles, I believe what they call that is a straw
would
man.
Does symbolism matter? So, does a flag matter?
Well, what she's saying is...
By the way, the German population did not get to vote on the swastika. It was simply decided by a small group of people. Since our flag is supposed to be representing all Springfieldians, wouldn't it be logical that all Springfieldians should have a say in it?
She's great.
She's not wrong.
They shouldn't have voted for it on Facebook.
That should actually be, absolutely be a vote whenever it is election time, for sure. I agree with this.
Why does she refer to the Nazi flag as her homeland flag?
They didn't change the flag, right? The flag is the black and the red and the yellow, right? Their flag's boring as fuck.
That was the Western Germany flag after the went down.
A lot of folks have some boring-ass flags, Travis. What we need is Captain Marvel logos. This guy had a good one, too. This guy, at first, he got mad because people were laughing at him, but then he really went nuts.
I believe that it represents our culture, which is just as valid as... Perhaps maybe some who are part of the intelligentsia that hang out in local coffee shops and are laughing in the back of the room at people that are speaking right now, which I do not appreciate.
But then he goes...
The local intelligentsia.
He goes nuts, Travis. He goes nuts. Check this guy out.
The main black and white emblem is an abstracted Baphomet head, in my opinion. Basically, it's like the artist has cleverly manipulated the positive and negative space, the black and white space. Google a Baphomet head on Google.
Baphomet is like the goat. Okay?
You will see a Baphomet devil head god with a crown thing, on right? Its head. Okay, this is a design technique, basically based on the advertising schemes of DeBernays, a psychologist that was involved with advertising. You can look him up.
You can look him up.
So this is a kook.
They're all kooks, Travis. It was so much fun to listen to this.
So, what's the population of Springfield?
I need an Alexa in here is what I need, Travis.
I'll be your Alexa.
The population of Springfield, Missouri. That's what we got to ask Alexa. You know, when you say that drunk, it does make sense that like, you know, they didn't have like a kind of vote. It was like a dumb Facebook thing. And to change a flag based on a dumb Facebook poll is stupid. But
I should have got on Facebook and voted.
The only people who really care about this seem to be kooks, Travis.
167,051.
It's not that many. Drunk said that he was going to be our Alexa, and he just got up and left the room.
Oh. So you went to go act your actual Alexa instead of just Googling it.
Travis. We got some fundraiser chocolate chip cookies, and I put them in the oven and made them the other day because we needed room in the freezer, and they'd been in there a while. And mm-hmm. I took a picture of them and posted it on our Discord server. I said, hey, guys, I made some chocolate chip cookies. And Drunk chimed in and said, those aren't real cookies.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, Travis. He said those aren't real cookies.
He thought you had a bunch of fake cookies on a cookie sheet?
I don't know what his definition of a real cookie and a fake cookie are.
The population of Springfield, Missouri is 167,000, by the way.
Yeah, we talked about that while you were
damn it, sorry.
Gone. I don't know what the hell you were doing.
I had to step out a second. Yeah.
So the cookies I made were fake cookies, Drunk.
They weren't real cookies. I wouldn't call them fake, but they weren't real either.
What does that mean?
It means that you had no right taking a picture of them, putting them on the internet, and being proud that you did something in front of your friends.
I mean, I wasn't like proud I did something. I was showing off my good cookies.
You took a picture and said, hey, I made some cookies. Look at me, everybody.
Yeah, I made some cookies. Look at what I did today. I made some cookies. I put them in the oven and baked them.
You didn't make cookies. You put cookies in the oven. You did not make cookies.
They required preparation.
Barely. Any fucking chimpanzee could have done that.
Yeah, I preheated my oven to 350, Travis. I cooked them for like 13 minutes. And they came out. And I had made cookies.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I do see where Drunk is coming from. To post it like you created these cookies from scratch. Just posting it like that could be misleading. I do understand.
I'll give you guys that. That was lame.
I do think they're real cookies because they were made and it is cookie dough, but I do understand what Drunk is saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, it would be hard to say it's not a cookie because, I mean, like, you go buy some Oreos, you have some cookies. I mean, like, you're not going to, like, go slap it out of somebody's hands and say those aren't real cookies.
I would not have made a comment if you'd have taken a picture of Oreos. Those are cookies.
Then how are my cookies not cookies?
Because you presented it as if you did some gourmet shit.
The box says gourmet on it. They were Otis Spunkmeyer, I'll have you know.
Were they chocolate chip or were they the turtle? Because I still have some turtle.
Chocolate chip, Travis.
I still got some turtle in my freezer.
Travis, there's this place.
Ocean Avenue?
It's called Crumble. And they make cookies and they put it in this like cute little like pink box. And it's a little pricey, like probably more pricey than it needs to be. But like they make these amazing cookies and they have different ones every week. Like their whole thing is, hey, we have a cookie for a week and then we get rid of that cookie and then we have a new cookie.
And that's all they do, though, is make one kind of cookie every week.
No, they make like six different kinds of cookies. And
but they have a cookie of the week as well.
Well, they have six cookies of the week. And you get to pick four.
So they don't always have like a chocolate chip? They don't have like their baseline cookie and then also add to those?
Well, they see the chocolate chip. And they've had that a couple times. And it's good. But like this week, they had one that had like a whole bunch of caramel on it. And then they like put popcorn on it. And it's so good. It's
popcorn on a cookie.
It's almost like too much. Me and Laura get the 4-pack and we cut them in half so that we can try all the different cookies.
So they're big cookies.
They're big cookies, but
they're from where?
How much for 4 cookies?
Like $14.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. They're big though. They're big ass cookies.
Give me, like, what, dinner plate size?
They're like a side salad plate size.
So this is $3.50 a cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. I'm not recommending anybody get into the
$14 for 4 cookies.
Like, the crumble cycle, you know what I'm saying? But now I have to try all the cookies. Like, every week they put out new ones. Like, I have the app. And like I get on it and like they have.
There's a brick and mortar place? Or,
yeah. Yeah. It's right next to the Trader Joe's.
Is this local or is this a franchise?
Well, there's several of them in St. Louis. I don't know if it's a franchise or not. They probably have them all over the place, Travis. Somebody in the chat says, does anybody see this chat? I see the chat. Hi.
We have a, you know, obviously like little cupcake shop in town here or whatever. And it's pretty much the same deal where it's always different cupcakes in there. Ridiculously expensive, but always very, very good.
I can see bucking up for the cupcake because it's a cake. But I mean, unless this cookie is the size of a fucking sewer lid.
It's a decent sized cookie and it's thick. And it's very rich.
Is it
like
crunchy?
You eat like half of the cookie and you just like you feel like you've done too much. Like you need to go lay down.
Like you've gone too far. Like this, maybe these cookies should be cut in fourths.
Yeah, like you need to pace yourself. Like throughout the week, now, you can't eat all of your four halves of the cookie.
Is this a soft cookie or is this a hard cookie?
It's a soft cookie, and actually, like the descriptions tell you whether they should be served.
I prefer mine crunchy,
warm or cool. Like some of them are served different ways, Travis. They're very particular.
So are these, do you dunk these cookies?
Like in milk?
Or coffee or, you know, whatever.
No, I mean, I just eat it. It's
whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. little rum chata.
But those, drunk, those are real cookies.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you think if there's a crumble, a bunch of these things, do you think they're made in one specific place and then they ship out the special
cookie dough,
or do they make them?
Travis, you go in there and there's like 30 people working in there.
I know. It sounds
there's like so many fucking people in there, and like they have all the gazmos there. They make them there.
I bet that place smells real good.
It does. It does. But don't go there because then you'll always want to go there. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like me and the cheese factory, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The cheesecake factory or the cheese factory?
Speaking of always wanting to go there, drunk. I don't know if you saw, but Taco Bell is doing like a movie pass now.
Yeah.
Did you see the Taco Bell movie pass?
You get a taco a day for free.
Yeah, you pay $10 a month and you can get a free taco every day.
But you have to make a purchase.
No. I don't think so. I think
you have to make a dollar per. I looked into it.
So
you have to make at least a $1 purchase to get your free taco.
A motherfucking taco is what, like $1.39?
Yeah.
And so you'd have to go there 7 times in a month just to make your money back. Who would go to Taco Bell more than 7 times in a month, Travis? Other than derelicts.
It's obviously a Taco Bell viral scam, right? Like, yeah, well, yeah.
Well,
come into Taco Bell every day. Because they know you're going to not. Nobody wants one taco. Like, if you're going to Taco Bell, you're not just getting a taco.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's with a purchase. They should just say, hey, you can get a free taco if you come here and make a purchase.
I assume.
Right, just give away a taco.
But then they also charge you $10 for the opportunity.
What do you think a taco costs Taco Bell to make? 15 cents?
Less.
Maybe?
Less.
But you're going to buy a drink. You're going to spend way too much on a drink.
I don't buy drinks from fast food places.
Oh, they have that mango brisk, Travis. You can't go to Taco Bell and not get the mango brisk.
I don't.
I can. I do.
What do? You make yourself a big bottle of water.
He drives to the gas station and gets a 99-cent one instead of $2.79.
Just have a nice bottle of water.
Travis, it must be a national thing because Starry Spice in the chat says they also have crumbles.
Anywho, so I mean, you've been on a road trip before. You've gone.
I've never been on a road trip.
Fucking lying asshole.
Okay.
But, I mean, you've been to these little holes in the road where there's a Taco Bell and an Arby's, and that's it in the whole fucking town. I bet people like that go to Taco Bell more than 7 times in a month.
So you're saying that if that's the only fast food restaurant you have, it might be a good idea.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be committed to the Taco Bell, I think.
I really enjoyed Taco Bell, but I can't see going to Taco Bell so often that all of a sudden I start to hate it because I've gone there too often. You know what I mean?
I could probably do Taco Bell 7 times a month, if I'm being honest.
So if you have to buy something, that makes it even worse.
But you only have to spend $1.
Okay, so you go there.
They have a dollar menu meal.
So. And you say
they do have those chili cheese Fritos wraps. Those are quite tasty.
Okay, give me 2 tacos, but I'm only paying for 1, Buster.
Right.
And then you have to say it every time, right? You have to, like, that's the shittiest thing. Like, schools around here every year will sell, like, the whatever the school name is in, like, a little card.
Yeah.
You know, you give them, like, $25. It goes to the school, and then you get a bunch of free shit around town. And there's always like Taco John's. It's always like, oh, one free taco with purchase. But I never, there's something about saying it in the, if I'm at the counter inside, I have no problem presenting it. But I always have a problem saying it in the drive-thru, like, hey, I have this card for free taco, so also I want a free taco. You know, it just seems too complicated.
Oh, it was like when you got the keychain at Wendy's and you say, and also I have the keychain, so I get the little free Frosty.
Hey, yeah, give me the Frosty, okay?
Give me my little like, Frosty.
You drive up to Taco Bell's.
How big is that thing anyway?
And drive up to Taco Bell's, like, ordering speaker and you say, hey, I got that Taco Bell taco pass. So I'll start with that one free taco.
And then the guy says, oh, you're a real piece of shit, huh?
Yeah.
So, you're here a lot.
How big is that Frosty? Like 4 bites?
It's a little bitty. It's a little bitty, but it's like $1 to buy the keychain. And then like for the year, you can get a free little Frosty every time you go there. But then you get up to the window and you got to like dangle it at them. Like, look, I got it. I got the little keychain. And they're like, yeah, cool.
That's what you said at the speaker. Whatever. I'm not for adding an extra thing.
Well, let me get back to
when
that.
Ordering fast food.
Travis, you'll love this guy. He's going to save his big statement for the end. But then they say his 3 minutes is up.
So wait for it.
Yeah, check this out.
My opinion... Well, let me get back to that. The same article shows a picture.
Sir, we're going to have to stop right there.
Okay. May I say that the current flag represents Springfield's government and residents, not merely the woke minority?
Thank you, sir.
Oh. Mic drop!
Wait, what?
The woke minority, not them.
What?
Mic drop, Travis!
What is the woke minority?
Yeah.
It's a...
The what Facebook voters.
It's not a rainbow flag.
It's soft blue, Travis. It's the blue of weaklings. But he was saving that for his big clothes.
I mean, I feel like, isn't that the same color?
Let him get back to that.
Argentina's flag, Uruguay's flag. There's a lot of flags that have that color.
There was another guy that said something about Masons, Travis. What's a Mason?
A Freemason, you know.
What do they do? Is that like Amish?
No, that Knights Templar turned into the Freemasons.
They control everything.
Oh.
Illuminati. You heard of them?
Yeah. Illuminati. They're in Springfield, Missouri?
They're everywhere. Are you kidding me?
I thought that they would just be like in like Los Angeles and, you know, where the...
No, you have to station them across the country.
So their legit name is the Freemasons, so they can, you know... Have their temples and their...
Do they live underground? Do they live, like, under the Colorado airport?
They live amongst you and I. Your neighbor could be a Freemason.
I have never known. My brother-in-law is a Mason.
Oh, he is?
He is, yeah.
Does he get
He's
you,
also
like,
a Shriner.
He wear the little Fezzy hat?
He wears the Fez.
Is he a Zor Funster?
And he wears the Fez and rides in the parades in the itty-bitty cars.
Nice. Travis,
can we get some Masons and, like, how do we become Mason? I want to be one.
You got to be recommended.
Oh.
You got to go to college. You got to be in the Skulls. Yeah, like the Bushes and the Rockefellers.
The Skulls. That was that movie with Craig T. Nelson in it. And Pacey.
Blue Chips?
No, that was with Shaq and... O'Neal. Gary Busey.
Oh, Gary Busey, Craig T. Nelson. Yeah, you know.
Oh, they were Freemasons? Shaq is probably a Freemason.
Shaq, totally.
Is there anything that Shaq isn't?
He lives amongst us. Yeah.
He was terrible at free throws, but he's great at Freemasons.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it was
well,
anyway,
good. They say the Knights Templar turned into the Freemasons after they were defunct by the King of France.
But that's like our version, because we don't have a king.
Right. Mike, remove your ignorance, please.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course we have a king.
Well, you know, the Knights Templar came to Canada after they were excommunicated from Europe.
LeBron James.
Travis, what's a Knights Templar? That's
they're
not like
that,
the like
Assassin's
the,
Creed video game series.
All for one and one for all.
So the Knights Templar are the people that the kings of Europe paid to crusade to get the objects back from the Holy Land and to retake the Holy Land for Christianity.
Yeah, oh. It's like Antifa.
Antifa's Freemasons?
No, they're Knights Templar.
And then the Knights Templar got a little too big for their britches, so the King of France excommunicated them.
This is
like the Proud Boys.
This is a lot. Guys.
I guess I'm going to have to call up Pepper.
You think he knows?
Drop some history knowledge on you.
He knows about this stuff?
I'm sure he does. He's got a history podcast, right?
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
That means he knows everything about history as far as I'm concerned.
Is that what that means?
Wasn't that last episode on emus, though?
He's the Neil deGrasse Tyson of history.
Emus is that app that they auto-tune you and you do karaoke.
So I can sound like Lil Wayne?
Yeah. Emus. Cool. You can download that on the App Store.
Android and Apple?
I think just Apple.
Out.
Science.
WFOP.
Report comes from Jody B, who watched Hotel Transylvania 4. Sadly, it does not have a horse in it. Thanks, Jody.
Schools out.
Hi, I'm Dan Ferraro, and I'm listening to WFOD.
Man, church was great today. Really moving.
Yeah, it was really powerful stuff.
Looking forward to movie night coming up. I got to pick last time. Do you have one picked out?
Wow, well, I mean, some of my favorite movies are like Braveheart, and Last of the Mohicans, ooh, and Gladiator.
Gladiator? What's that?
Oh, man, you haven't seen Gladiator? Well, you're going to have to check that one out. Order it up, and we'll watch it Friday.
Okay, I will.
3 weeks later.
I got the movie you wanted to watch.
Wow, that's really great, babe. Put it in. And get ready for a cinematic experience like no other.
Oh my God, Robert, what is that?
Eat my ass, baby. Eat that shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me see that box. Dear, you got glad he ate her.
What?
Strange Label Radio. We'll fuck your ears with funny.
Thank you.
guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, you are you doing okay?
Am I doing okay?
Yeah. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Feeling a little under the weather, but the show must go on, right?
Amen, brother. Amen. There's a
amen.
The train just keeps rolling down the tracks. Every Tuesday, we're on.
Choo-choo, right, Travis?
That's right.
Can we talk about what's going on?
No matter what, here we are.
What's going on with you? Are you symptomatic?
Oh, yeah, I'm starting to be. I had a household positive COVID test this weekend. So,
do you guys all just pee on the same thing?
Currently on lockdown. What?
Y'all just peed on the same thing?
He's trying to make a funny like you pee on the test.
No, you said a household. Well, that's what you do, right? You pee on it, don't you?
No.
You don't pee on it? Is it go in your nose? It goes in your nose. What is the
swab your goddamn nose, baby?
You just wiggle it around in your nose.
Swab your nose, swab the other side of your nose, stick it in a little thing, and then it's like a pregnancy test. You get a red line where there shouldn't be one if you're positive. So we had a household positive. So we're on lockdown until next week. Even though my household positive can go back to school Monday, the rest of us must stick around the house for a few more days after that. But
so
we all felt fine, and all of a sudden, about an hour before the show started, I started to feel not great.
Once you have symptoms, it's like 5 days from that. It changes so much. I don't know even what it is. Where do you go to find out what you do?
CDC website. But, you know, as soon as we had alerted the school district that my daughter tested positive, within, God, I don't even know, 2-3 hours, we got an email from the county health department addressed to my my fourth grade son that said, hey, you can't come to school either. And we just found out today that everybody that sits with my daughter at lunch at her middle school now also has to quarantine as close contacts.
Is it, hey, you sat with this infected person at lunch? Stay home.
Yep.
So do they
stay have home? To, you can't come.
Do they have to learn virtually? 5 days.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, we had the public middle school obviously has things in place for that, for virtual learning. Everything kind of. After the immediate lockdown, where they all kind of figured out virtual learning, that's all kind of just still in place, even though they're all learning, you know, in person. Yeah. It's all just kind of still there. So in case something happens, they can access their learning plan and do their homework. So my son's a little bit more complicated, where we actually had to send somebody to pick up some physical learning materials.
Like, so, but back in the day, when you missed school.
Right. So, yes. So they're all learning, and the wife and I are both lucky enough, actually fortunate, that we are able to work from home. So I've still been working.
How do they get the stuff to you, the physical stuff to you, because you're an infected too? Do they like stick it in a box and kick it out a little like pet door or something?
No, they actually had it in the office of the school. My father-in-law went and picked it up and dropped it off.
Put it on your porch and ran away?
Exactly. We, you know, and it's the funniest thing, you know, this is grandparents. As soon as my father-in-law knew that this was going down, he immediately set to work making my daughter's favorite soup, broccoli and cheese, and brought it over the very next day. And then my mom actually stopped by tonight with a giant pot of like this chicken soup. So
fuck,
if you want a bunch of free soups, just tell people that you're on COVID lockdown.
Shannon posted something that said that like you can go to the post office's website and they'll send you a bunch of free tests.
Yeah, that's actually something that I think they just put into place. And I think it's slowly being rolled out, but yeah, they'll send you free tests. I think it's a little bit slow because it's the government is actually handling it, but insurance companies are supposed to be covering home tests. So my wife on Sunday, she just jumped on Walmart's website, ordered 4 home tests, and then just went and picked them up.
So. I read something, and I'm not sure how true it is, because whoever knows what's real or not anymore. So I'm probably just spreading bullshit, Travis. But
right.
Apparently, for a long time, Walmart and several other places had a deal in place where the COVID tests, they sold them for cost. They were just like, hey,
sure,
you know, we'll sell them here. We'll get them out there. And like at the beginning of the year, that's over. So now they went from like $10 a piece to like $25 a piece because the deal's over. You know, we're going to make our money now.
That's right. You got to profit off. It's like the old crack cocaine model. Give them a taste for cheap, and then they keep coming back.
So I imagine this thing with the post office is probably bumming them out because, like, you know, if you can get them from the post office. But then again, they'll only send you 4 per household. What if you need more?
Well,
then Walmart.
And I'm sure they all made their profits off of it. It's the same thing that happened with masks and hand sanitizer, right? Like companies were making money hand over fist at the beginning of the pandemic for masks and hand sanitizer. Now you can't walk without tripping over like a clearance bin of hand sanitizer.
right.
All these liquor companies and shit like shut down production of booze and started like making hand sanitizer and stuff because it was like, yeah, people are fucking freaked out. They want hand sanitizer. They don't want cheap whiskey.
Yeah.
So I mean, these people made their money, and even if the money train has left the station, they probably did just fine.
Travis, John Jamingo is in our chat. He said that we should all just give it to the kids like the chicken pox.
Yeah, like have COVID parties.
This is a light one, right? This Omicron, they said it's a light one. So let's just all just get it. I think we all are going to get Omicron. It, right?
I think we've already got it, if we're being honest with you.
You'd have to be real silly at this point to have not got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to be careful of the next Decepticon variant, right?
I think I had it at the end of 2019. But I wish that there was like a test that you could just take that says whether or not you've already had it or not.
Well, that's supposed to be what the antibody tests are, but I've found that
Where do you get that?
Science on that is sketchy. Well, you get it. You can go in and get it.
The science on all of it is sketchy.
It's all sketch.
Ridiculous. Nobody knows eventually anything. We're going to find out that most people have been fucking with us and trying to sell us hand sanitizer and stuff, right?
That's not even real. Knock off hand sanitizer.
Fake cookies, fake hand sanitizer, right?
Well. You said it, not me.
Right.
No, you did say it.
Yeah, you said it.
Well, I said it.
You said the.
We both said it then.
Travis, I know that typically we don't do a whole lot of politics, but yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a really good clip for you that I think that you're going to enjoy.
I can't wait. 2022. Oh, I love it.
To commemorate Martin Luther King's birthday. The president of the United States said this.
Even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
On the man's birthday, Travis.
Is that making the rounds? Why didn't I hear that?
It's great, isn't it?
You imagine if Trump would have said that?
Guys, Martin Luther King, guy was bullshit.
I hope the liberals are happy with themselves.
What the fuck? That's an actual real clip with video evidence?
This is a video, yeah. I pulled it from the video. You can find the video, Travis. It's real. I didn't doctor it or anything.
We don't usually do politics, but Travis, fuck, I'm not that tone deaf.
I'm not a misinformation man. We killed all the minks. hand sanitizer, it is in the bargain bin. The people at my work, they were putting magic plastic on the doorknobs.
What's magic plastic?
It's antimicrobial plastic, drunk. It protected us all from germs. Somebody made money on that. The world's a scam, Travis. The whole thing is a grift.
Yep.
But not us. We're shooting at you straight.
No, well, so how are we yeah. only producing on like the Lysol and Clorox wipes and shit too?
Oh, those went way up. Like $8 a thing now.
Yeah.
To get the goddamn Clorox wipes. Whole thing's a scam. They're
still doing rationing the toilet paper. You can only get one per shot.
Why is wiping your ass so important? Just get in the shower, guys. It's fine.
Or buy a bidet.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty economical nowadays. It's 2022. You get one for under $100.
There's probably a Martin Luther King Day sale.
Is that proper nomenclature?
Drunk.
Martin Luther King Jr. Sorry.
Poor Travis has the COVID.
Yeah.
What's your pick of the week, Drunk?
Nope.
No pick of the week.
Sorry. I should have been more prepared.
Didn't you stay up all week watching tennis?
Just started. I can't make it my pick of the week 2 weeks in a row, can I?
Did they let that one guy play that they arrested in Australia?
Nope, they sent him back to Serbia.
They just sent his ass back.
Number one player in the world. Won the last won seven of the last nine Australian Opens.
And he said, go back.
And he said, nope, you can't be here. They're crazy down there, dude. They won't let in any foreign, like, fruits or vegetables. Fucking.
They tried to assassinate Johnny Depp's dog.
Yeah.
Travis, I guess in the future we'll all just play on the metaverse and none of this will be an issue.
Yeah, nobody will have to worry about
it. We'll
anything.
Just send
It'll
our be like that. Avatars.
It'll be like that terrible movie with Bruce Willis, Surrogates.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said our slim up wrong right now.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yes, exactly.
Tries a pick of the week. I guess it's kind of lame, but I've been watching that Peacemaker, and it's great.
Oh shit!
It's on.
That was my pick of the week too.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, I know it's overplayed, and everybody's saying it, but that intro is fucking brilliant.
The intro's great.
So I haven't seen any of it. But you guys been watching that Boba Fett?
No,
I heard it sucks.
You heard it sucks?
Yeah, I heard it sucks.
Nope, like it very much.
He's good.
The Boba Fett, Travis, he was in the movies for just a couple minutes, wasn't he? And then he got eat by like a big tremor worm.
He was
until the prequel.
Like the second one, right? Or the third one? One of them he's in for like half the movie. Yeah.
I mean, he looks cool.
Boba Fett is like the basis of all of the clones in the clone army. So, I mean.
Oh,
I guess that's Jango Fett.
Jango. They made all the clones out of Boba Fett?
His daddy.
They made them all out of Jango Fett, and Boba is the one that Jango kept as his kid.
And so he climbed out of the... I didn't see it, but I assume they explained...
He got out of the Sarlacc pit.
Why he didn't and then get he hung by the Tremor Worm?
I wasn't sure about the Boba Fett show, because Boba Fett's not like one of my favorite characters or anything, but... they tie his escape in his from the Sarlacc pit to the Tusken Raiders, and I have a very soft spot for any stories involving the Tusken Raiders in Star Wars mythology. They are wonderful.
George, I watched that Eternals.
Yeah,
it's kind of lame. Like I like all that Marvel shit, and near the end. There was a little bit of a twist, and it got a little bit better at the end, but it's still pretty fucking lame.
I can tell that this is like one of the more disappointing Marvel movies by how few people talk about the Eternals.
Yeah. See, the problem is, like, it just kind of seems... I think it's the same problem with Superman in, like, it seems like whenever... you fight Superman. Superman just kind of has what he needs to have. you know, like, and sometimes they even just, you know, stuff you didn't even know Superman could do. Just all of a sudden he has, because, well, it makes sense. You know, he needs to have that.
He's Superman. He's Superman.
To beat this guy, you know? So they're like, okay, Angelina Jolie, she has like a sword. And like the sword can just appear whenever it needs to. And like this other guy, he could just keep making this stuff appear. It's like everybody's kind of Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm. But in a different way.
Yeah. You know how like Green Lantern can just like make shit.
Yep.
They can all just kind of make shit, and they like, they just all make what they need to make. Hmm. And like this one gal, like she can turn like rocks into water, and she can turn like water into
rocks.
Yeah. And it'll just turn stuff into dust and stuff. So like she'll get stabbed with like a knife, and then like she just touches the knife, and like the knife turns to dust and goes away. But like he still got stabbed, right? Like if he gets stabbed with an icicle, like the murder weapon will melt. But like, well, he still got stabbed, isn't like right?
Isn't that like a point in a lot of movies? Like somebody gets stabbed and like, don't pull the knife out.
Right. I mean, you still got stabbed. Like there's still like a hole in you. So like, even if the icicle melts, like there's still a hole in you. Yeah. But like she healed herself by turning the, it's all just, it's stupid. Like they, I mean, they're all stupid.
Yeah, but some are more entertaining than others. And that's why I say when the Eternals trailers came out, it didn't, like, I usually don't watch more than one trailer.
Yeah.
But I found myself completely underwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
And then none of them ever caught my attention. And even so far as to when Disney Plus sent me an email saying, ooh, guess what's now on Disney Plus? It's the Eternals.
Right.
Is this the one with John Cena in it?
No.
No. Well, that's Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker.
Oh, okay.
Eternals is a bunch of like alien guys. And
they've been around for thousands of years, but they've never interfered until now.
And Travis, the Kumail Nanjiani, he got ripped to be in this movie. Doesn't take his shirt off at all. He didn't have to get ripped. He's wearing big, long shit the whole fucking time. And all his character does is shoot little rays. He's a Jubilee. Travis, he does finger guns and shoots little zappers out of his fingers.
Jubilee was fun, though.
You ain't got to be ripped to do that.
Right. He never takes his shirt off. He would have looked exactly the same had he not got ripped.
But you are going to take care. You are going to take advantage of that Disney machine, who is willing to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to give you a personal trainer and a nutritionist for a year.
Well, how do you know he did it just because? How do you know he just didn't do it for himself?
Maybe.
Because they made a point to say, look how ripped Kumail Nanjiani got for the Eternals.
It's a superhero movie. But okay, and mild spoiler here, Travis, but who gives a shit? It's the Eternals, right? Kumail Nanjiani, like, when they were all going to do the final battle, he's like, yeah, guys, I'm not going to go to the final battle. And he just doesn't go, and then he's just not in the rest of the movie. Like, they're a big team, and, like, Kumail Nanjiani, he just goes, guys, I'm not going to go to the final battle. And, like, that's it for his character. They don't talk about him again. He's gone.
But he's a part of the team from the beginning?
Yeah, he's part of the team. They're like, hey, guys, we're all Eternals. We're going to go do the Eternal shit. And then at some point, they're going to go do the final thing. And he goes, yeah, guys, I'm not going to go.
That's like if Jason Statham, halfway through the movie, said to Sylvester Stallone, hey, I'm not expendable anymore. Peace out. Enjoy your mission.
Right. It's exactly what it was like. But he was lame anyway. All he did is he shot little rays out of his fingers. So they didn't need him, it turns out.
Well, good. He's off dancing somewhere while they're trying to save the world.
At least Marvel paid for him to get ripped, though, right?
Yep. Good for him. Take advantage of the machine. But Peacemaker, if you haven't watched it yet and you're not sold because it's a superhero thing, if you liked James Gunn's motion picture Super, starring Rainn Wilson and Elliot Page, you will love Peacemaker because the tone is the same. Almost so far as to say that John Cena's character almost says the same type of shit that Rainn Wilson says in the movie Super.
What did he say? Shut up, crime.
Shut up, crime. Where John Cena says, I'm fighting for peace no matter how many motherfuckers I got to kill. You know, it's great. And his dad, T-1000, right?
Yeah, T-1000.
His dad is like a super uber racist guy.
Yeah.
And that's also fairly entertaining because he sucks.
Travis, they're asking in the chat if you're in the witness protection program because you have like a lens flare behind you. That's just a dramatic license that you're doing like a J.J. Abrams thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's all lens flare. It is 100% because I look completely like shit and don't want to be on camera this week.
Yeah, he's just doing it to keep like a air of mystery about him.
That's right.
He wants you to want to see him.
I want you to want me.
To want me.
Yeah. Guys, we did it.
Yeah, baby.
Probably do it again about a week from now.
Maybe next week?
Yeah.
I'll have a pick of the week next week. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Dannon.
Listening to this installment of WFOD, please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in real life friends. For links to our ever expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Who are you?
They call me a little spooky, I'll blast on your ass!
Hey, y'all, yeah, man.
Dildos?
Does anal feel like pooping?
even know it's over.
Well, bye.
Even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.